Welcome back, Everyday Business Leaders. I'm Melanie Ake, your host for today's show, coming to you from JP the Geek Studio right here in Greenwood. I am thrilled to have you with us today. You're going to meet Demond Hicks. Wait, get your journals out. He's got a lot to share with us. And he's an author. Oh, get your journals out. Did I say that? Join me. We're going to connect to remarkable business leaders here from our own community, and we're redefining the way we think and grow. But remember, subscribe to our channel. Turn those notifications on so you never miss an episode. Are you ready? Let's meet Demond. Hi.
Hello, how are you?
I'm great. I am so honored that you were here. We've just known each other, about a month?
Yeah, about a month. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, we were at the, Love. No, yeah. It was Lead to Love.
Yep, Lead with Love.
Lead event. With Love. Yes, yes. Sam's going to kill me.
Lead with Love.
Lead with Love. Sam Absolutely. Wright, you were one of the speakers, the panelists. Yes. What an amazing opportunity for people to come together.
Definitely
parents
was.
And kids and really community.
Yeah, it definitely was. It was quite an experience. I enjoyed it. I feel a lot of people could have learned from it. Just parenting, just in general, there's no rule book to parenting. So definitely was a lot to learn. I've learned a lot while speaking as well.
Hard to be a parent today, isn't it?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely is.
You're a father.
Yes, I'm a father.
Yeah. Talk to us about your family.
So this is going to get you. So I have 5 children. Yes, I know. I know it's a lot. I have 4 daughters and 1 son. I had kids at an early age. It's been quite an experience. How I explain having kids at an early age is I always say, have you ever carried a case of water in the house? Now imagine never putting a case of water down. That's how it feels, being a parent. And it's been a journey. They're definitely my inspiration to keep going. Every day I wake up, my goal is to inspire them, and I know I have. And we're going to talk a little bit more about it as far as like the reason I created one of my books. And so, yeah.
Yeah, Absolutely. That's pretty cool. Well, congratulations, first of all.
Thank you so much.
It is hard being a parent today.
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
yes.
And you're under 30, as we
yes,
were talking
Yes, so I'm 27, yes.
Wow. No,
26.
26? You'll be 27 in September.
September, yes, September.
Yeah, so this year you'll be turning 27. Yes. But you've accomplished a lot by this age, and I think about people that are, okay, so get your journals out right now. You know, at this age, what were people doing at 27? I love to take people back to like, okay, not comparing themselves, mm-hmm. but getting inspired by you. Like, what are the things that they can do, the lessons, the applications that they can learn?
I always say read books, like literally read books. That's what had expanded my mind. I remember a few years ago, I think it was 2021 or 2022, where my turning point was. I was working at a job and I read 30 books. Sound like a lot, but the reason I was able to is because I had a job where I could sit down and I can read. So I was just reading a lot of books, different books with Napoleon Hill, Mark Manson. Mm-hmm. He created a book called The Subtle Art of Not Giving. People you may know. One of the best books I've ever read. I read a book called The Art of Communication. Mm-hmm. So just reading a lot of different books that can help you build your confidence, build your vocabulary, expand your mind, give you confidence and make you feel that you can accomplish anything. That's what the book Mark Manson taught me.
Wow. So how did you think, like, maybe I should write a book?
So what made me write a book was after reading those 30 books, I said to myself, a lot of these books are just people's thoughts and opinions, and they put it in a book. And so that inspired me to write a book. And what had happened was a friend inboxed me on Instagram and asked me, how did I elevate? And so how I elevated. So the first thing that I thought to myself was my environment. I switched my environment, mm-hmm. the people that I surrounded myself by. I would tell people to do that as well. Having people around you that can speak life into you and tell you things that you may not see in yourself. So environment was the first thing that I wrote to them. The second thing was positive thinking. How are you thinking about things? And the last thing was intentional action. So I was thinking to myself, like, wow, I wrote some pretty nice things to him. I wonder if I can turn that into a book, which is the book Keys to Elevate.
Wow.
And so I created this one. It was an ebook I created into a physical copy. I actually created this just for my generation because they don't like reading like that.
Yeah.
But anyone can read it and learn a lot from it. So it's 3 chapters, environment, positive thinking, and intentional action.
Well, that's awesome.
My last chapter is my favorite, intentional action. Mm-hmm. I believe if people are intentional about the things that they want to do, they can accomplish their goals a little sooner.
Okay, so I'm going to do a sidetrack here because my favorite chapter from John Maxwell in my favorite book, The 15 Laws of Growth, is chapter one on intentionality.
Oh, wow.
Now, he has a whole book on intentional living.
Yes.
And I know you're connected to all the people that, man, I love to help them grow.
Absolutely.
Jamal and Sam and Ryan and Deshaun. Yes. Here's the thing, right? Without intentionality, you don't do anything.
Yeah.
We just procrastinate. And we've talked about that. We're going to get into that.
Yes.
But intentionality, John talks about these gaps that we have in our life. And if we don't recognize the gaps, we don't know how to be more intentional.
Yeah, that's very true. That was something I learned early on. I used to call myself a professional procrastinator because I used to talk about a lot of things that I wanted to do, but I never acted on it. And I didn't ever have a plan. And one of the first things I think a lot of people think is a cliche is writing down your goals.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I heard a lot of philosophers say go back to, but me, my goal has just been to write it down, and I don't have to go back to it. I just write it down so I know what I'm intentional about doing next and what are the next steps on taking action on.
But do you have a photographic memory? Because obviously if you read 30 books, you're really familiar with the material so that you can make an impact.
Yeah, I don't have a photographic memory. The funny thing about reading those 30 books was I think something had happened and I was thinking to myself, like, I read all these books and I didn't apply anything. And then once I thought that to myself, I said, I have to apply what I read. A lot of people read things but don't apply the knowledge that they got from the book.
Mm-hmm.
And I was one of the individuals that didn't apply until I got in a situation. I'm like, wow, I read that book about finances and didn't save for a rainy day. So, yeah.
So you learn through the pain, like, I'm not applying this. Why am I not shifting?
Yeah, what am I not doing? And so then that goes back to being intentional. Well, you weren't being intentional about what it is that you wanted to do or accomplish.
So what really changed your heart to say it can be better? Like, a lot of people will still sit and say, great, I read 30 books. And yeah, I could write a book and maybe I'm a procrastinator. But the belief is what started, I believe this is my journey that I've learned through personal growth, that it's the belief that you had inside of you that something shifted. Something shifted to make you feel like, I have value.
Yeah.
And my story, my life, my process, my kids, I deserve more.
Yeah. I think it was from when I first started my podcast. After I read those books, I started a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the first thing that I acted on. And once I seen the reaction from the audience of what I was saying to them and seeing the paragraphs that I was getting sent to me, it was like, whoa, this is what happens when you take action on your goals. Like, you can impact people. So if someone's listening to this now, someone's waiting on you. I have a friend that says, if you can't find the one, be the one. So if you can't find the person to do it for yourself. I mean, that was a very powerful quote. And so I think that was a turning point, seeing what happens when I take action and seeing how impactful it could be on my children, on my mother, the people that's surrounded by me. You never know who you can inspire.
Mm-hmm.
You never know who you're going to inspire.
You never know.
Yeah.
You never know. So talk to me about the inner circle, right? John Maxwell talks about this a lot.
Mm-hmm.
The five people that you surround yourself with are really the people that help you grow.
Absolutely.
And that is so hard when you're changing because you think, well, these are my friends or this is my family. Who changed in your life? What was the biggest change that you had to make?
Wow. I talk about this in Keys to Elevate. I used to have a friend that I would hang with when I was younger. I never did anything, but he did a lot of things that just wasn't good. And I didn't understand how that played on environment, how that played with the individual. And it wasn't until I started hanging with a young guy named Brother Jamal that really introduced me to different people, different rooms, networking. And then also seeing someone so close to you achieving different things. He was the first person that I knew as an author.
Mm.
And so that showed me what was capable as well. And so a circle that I have right now is I have a buddy named Tyrus Duncan, which he has a brand called Everybody is Somebody, which he's inspired me every day. Jashawn, you've met Jashawn, a great young man. He has a podcast where he speaks positive. Brother Jamal, he has his own board game He has his own children book, gaming app, and surrounding yourself with people like that only helps you because it shows you what's possible and they keep you in a positive mindset. Mm-hmm. So I think when people surround themselves with people that has high energy, it reflects off of you as well.
Mm-hmm. It's the hardest shift though, right? It's the hardest shift from people to say, yeah, but I was so comfortable.
Yeah.
These people comforted me, yeah. Right? That's why they call it comfortable. Yeah. They comforted me when I was going through pain.
Yeah, definitely. And I also think having friends around you that can push you out of your comfort zone. Mm-hmm. A couple of weeks ago, a friend of mine by the name of Misha, she's a photographer, great photographer, plug her in. She wanted me to do a videographer work, and I do it with my podcast, but I didn't know if I could do it for someone else. And she showed me a new skill that I didn't know that I already had, and I learned well. So it was interesting. I think surrounding yourself with people that can push you out of your comfort zone.
They see it in you though, right?
Absolutely.
That's when you start to grow. That's what people, I think, struggle with the most. It's like, well, what would I do first?
Mm-hmm.
And I always say, show up.
Yes.
Just show up in the right circles. Like yes. You said, if you put yourself in those right environments, they will pull you into that's the next true. Thing that where you're supposed to, where God's that's, really leading you to, right?
That's very true. Mm-hmm. That's very true. And then just surrounding yourself with people that's striving towards greatness as well could really help you. I have a friend last week. I don't know what he said to the youth program, but they ended up buying 15 copies of my book.
Mm.
I've never spoke to them. I don't know who they are to this day, but just off of his word, it led me to sell 15 copies
inspired.
Of my book.
Yes. You know, John Maxwell says, if you write a book, you'll touch people that you'll never meet.
Wow.
And I think in your case, obviously, that's true. But it is so yes. true for so many people that say, well, the process, like, what would I write about? I don't have anything to say.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And it's funny you say that. So I have another book that I've been working on for like two years now. It's called The Hiatus. And when I started writing it, I wasn't writing it to write it as a book. I started a hiatus and I started journaling. And what I was writing in my journaling is, I don't know what I'm going to write today. But I guess I feel. And as you write, you're going to write how you feel. So you, whatever you're thinking, just write that. I don't know what I would write about. But if I would write about something, I probably would write about. And it'll just flow out.
Mm-hmm.
So just not forcing it. And I do believe, anybody can write a book. Some people will say otherwise. But mm-hmm. Everybody has a story. And your story could probably help someone else.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So tell me about your kids.
Yes.
How old are they?
So I have, you're getting me. Fine. Okay. So I have an 8-year-old.
Uh-huh.
I have a 6-year-old, 5, 2, about to turn 3, and 1.
Oh, my goodness.
And my son is my youngest. Yes. And so my oldest daughter, her name is Damaya. She's watched my journey. She's inspired. We started her entrepreneur journey last summer, and it was fun. We went to Fort Wayne and we did a vendor event. She has her kid packs. It has suckers, bracelets, lip gloss. It was beautiful. I had an event that I did. It was a vendor event, and I had her come and do it. And she set up her own table by herself. This is when she was 7. She set up her own table. She was ready. And people love kids. She made more money than everybody. It was a beautiful experience. And so me teaching my daughter's affirmations, so that was why I wrote what inspired me to write the Mindset Chef Powerful Collection of 100 Affirmations. I teach my daughter's affirmations, and I see what it does to their confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And so my hope is when they grow up, and they go through hard trials, they can speak affirmations back into themselves.
So
and
what
remember
is,
those.
Well, and so for your daughters especially, having those 4 daughters and then the son.
Yeah.
So whatever they practice, he's going to watch,
yeah.
Right? He's going to model that. What are some things that they do right now at home to practice affirmations?
I'm excited to share with you a new training resource for your team called The Leadership Game. The Leadership Game is a tool. It's administered exclusively by John Maxwell team members. And when you bring this assessment tool in to lead your organization, it shows you the current level of your leadership. and gives you tangible and actionable results to move forward. So don't delay. Get in the game, the Leadership Game, exclusively from Everyday Leaders.
So we have, if you go look at my Instagram, I have quite a few videos of them saying it. So my favorite thing to do is, quick story, sorry, side note. When I first started to teach my daughters affirmations, I wrote down a long list and I tried to say it. I was like, okay, let me bring it all the way down to about four or five. So I have them say, I'm smart. I love myself. I'm smart. I'm beautiful. I think it's like five, four, five. I can't remember right now. But I have them saying a few, and they say them to themselves. So I say, what's your affirmations? And they all say it together. Mm. And I just love it. So if you ever see me out, you're my daughters, and you want to hear it, you can hear it. Or if you want to see on social media, you can see it.
But it really does work. Talking about mindset, whatever we tell ourselves, right? Yes. It's what we believe.
Yes, absolutely.
So
absolutely.
I'm so proud of you for just being that model.
Thank
for
you.
Them and knowing that it's not just about you.
Thank you.
It's about the legacy and the generations that you're impacting.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. I think it's very important. What I've talked about a lot lately is a lot of people don't have people around them that can speak life into them. And so to be able to speak life into yourself when you're going through them hard times could really help you get through the hard times or accomplish goals that you may want to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what inspired me to write that as well.
So you're involved in a lot of stuff in the community.
Yes.
Talk to us about where we can find you.
So you can find me. Wow. I do a lot of networking events. I do vendor events. My goal for creating my events is just to create opportunities. I remember about a year and a half ago, I was telling everybody all my ideas. I wanted to collaborate with a lot of individuals. They just didn't believe in my ideas for whatever reason. So I decided to create my own table and create my own opportunities. And the goal was to put people in the position to showcase what they're capable of, letting them see who I think they are. So one of the first events that I've done was called Defeating Procrastination. And I had three speakers that I believed in, mm-hmm. and I had them speaking. And I think two of them was a first time ever speaking. So they was nervous, but they did great. The next event I did was an art show, and I created opportunities for a few artists that don't get a lot of opportunities. And I did an event. The event was called I Decided to Fly. I did another art show, did a few more vendor events. The last event that I did was a women's event. And I had someone say, hey, how could you do a women's event? Well, my idea was to create an environment, a safe space, an intimate environment to where it would only be around 10 to 12 women networking at a round table, speaking with one another. I actually do have a lady by the name of Miss Denise that facilitated for me. I had an idea to create a space to where they can come and be in a room, and there's not one person just speaking. Mm-hmm. Everyone can speak about their business. Everyone can tell or ask for advice, and that was a goal for them to sit at the round table, ask for advice, a small, intimate thing that they can do. And so I've done about three of those, and I think that was pretty impactful.
Mm, you're creating the space.
Yes.
You know, visionaries kind of lead that way, right?
Yes,
yes. They say, know the way, go the way, show the way.
Yes.
And that's what you're doing.
Absolutely.
Unlocking that opportunity for people.
Absolutely.
That's so important.
Yes.
Yeah, because there's a lot of people still that go, yeah, you know, I'm just not into it, or I'm just going to go have this job and I'll just survive and whatever it is, it mm-hmm. is. And I can't because mm-hmm. I don't want to because we put those phrases yeah. in our mind.
Yes.
And yet you just are this positive ray of light that's like, let's go. Let's yes. make it happen.
Yes. And I feel a lot of reason I do a lot of things as well is because I just want to inspire people and show people what's possible. Whatever you set your mind to, you literally can do. And that's even with the first book, someone may say, oh, it's small. It's only three chapters out. It's impact people.
Mm-hmm.
If there's something that you want to do, you can do it. There's no rules to anything when you're the creator of it. If you wanted to do a podcast and you're listening to this, if you wanted to do an episode for just 5 minutes, every episode, you're the creator. You can do it. Mm-hmm. If you want to do a networking event and you just want five people to be there, you can do it.
It doesn't matter, right? Don't compare yourself. Yep. That's one of the intentionality gaps.
I want to say this as well. So I think another reason I was able to achieve a lot of my goals is because I have a secret. So if I have an idea in my head, I act on it before I tell a lot of people. A lot of people, they have an idea and they tell a lot of people, and a lot of people tell them why it's not going to work. Mm-hmm. And they tell you it's not going to work because they don't believe they can do it. Or they don't believe, they haven't seen it be done. So mm-hmm. So my secret is I have it in my head, I do it, and then I release it to the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So your writing process, do you physically write it down? Do you type it? Do you speak into like an audio note, or how do you process that?
So the book that I'm currently writing, called The Hiatus, I've been writing in a journal mm-hmm. and trans over to the computer, which has been horrible. I don't know why. Yeah. I did that. But lately, I've been writing in my notes, and then I transfer it over, mm-hmm. And I kind of just speak from my heart. So I have another one that I'm actually going to write. It's called Surround Yourself with Love. It heals depression. And that one, I actually wrote a blog about that you guys could go check out. It was very touching. I was very vulnerable in it as well. So that's the process of me writing, just writing how I feel at the moment, mm-hmm. Being okay with being open, being okay with coming back to it, stopping, taking breaks. What I like to do is I put my headphones on and I type up on YouTube meditation music, mm-hmm. and I try to dive very deep in. I remember doing that with my first book. I went to the library, put my headphones in, and I just dived in deep to write what it is that I wanted to say on my heart. And I believe a lot of people can do that. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of people that has voices, and they may be scared or don't believe that people will listen to them. And I think otherwise.
Mm-hmm. So, big question, because a lot of people say, well, I don't have time for that. Do you schedule this time? Do you put it on your calendar to say, I'm going to go just make this time, morning, noon, night, weekend? Do you schedule this into it, or do you just go, okay, I'm inspired, I need to go write?
I'm inspired, I need to go write.
Okay.
I think that could help a lot of people as well, because we're all going through things. And if you're going through things, you could write. You can write. I remember, I think it was about 2 weeks ago, I was sitting in the car and I was kind of just feeling a little down, and I was just staring in front of me. And I instantly got inspired to write because I literally seen a tree waving at me. And I was looking at the tree and I said, wow, I'm going to write about this. Like, the tree is waving at me. And it was just an interesting mm-hmm. experience.
But it's where your mind goes, right?
Down. Yes.
It's kind of like what you see. You're a visionary. You have that gift in your heart to kind of see something different.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I feel a lot of people do. It's just, I was an introvert, but I've learned how to be an extrovert. Mm-hmm. I didn't go out much, and it wasn't until a friend of mine, person that I was hanging around, said, hey, I like a lot of stuff that you do, but you don't go out a lot. You don't network. You don't surround yourself with other people that can help you grow. And I started doing that. Mm-hmm. I went out to networking events, and I've learned how to be an extrovert. But in heart, I'm an introvert.
Introvert too. I get it.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are introverts, and they don't know how to step out of their comfort mm-hmm. zone. But it's all a learning mm-hmm. experience. Mm-hmm. As far as even speaking, a lot of my first speaking events was last year. I was nervous; stomach was turning.
Yeah, but congratulations! Look, the power of reflection, right?
Absolutely.
So, what's your process like after the event that you guys had, the Lead with Love?
Yes.
What was your process after that to kind of process? There were a lot of people there, and you guys impacted a lot of people.
Yes. It was a very beautiful experience. I remember towards the end, someone asked a question that in my mind I literally forgot, and I was standing there. I was like, oh, I forgot. But what I wanted to say was, warning comes before destruction. A young lady was asking about her son, and she was having problems with him. But I was able to actually tell her after the event. She came up to me and she was crying, and I was like, wow, think about if I felt I messed up by forgetting what I was going to say. She was able to come up to me and I remembered. Mm-hmm. And I was telling my mother and she was like, maybe it was for her to hear. It wasn't for anyone. It was, maybe it was just for her to hear. Mm-hmm. And so the process after speaking, I'm always overstimulated after doing an event. I just sit there and just take it all in. It's a beautiful feeling when you have an idea and you see it manifest. Mm-hmm. And you just sit there and say, wow, I did it.
Mm-hmm. And that action, it helps you with procrastination, right?
Yes.
Because once you can see the results, like, hey, it did matter.
Yes.
It did matter. But unless we actually do that.
Yes.
And so I love what you said is telling people, give themselves permission mm-hmm. to create it. Don't Absolutely. Wait for somebody else. I didn't get that opportunity, or this isn't the right time, or I don't have enough money. Like, there are always people that want to sponsor you to help put Absolutely. Something together and collaborate.
Absolutely.
I think that's what I've learned is it's huge when you find that space and the people that you meet for the first time, like you and I met.
Absolutely.
And I'm like, I see your heart. Let's go. Let's celebrate the things that are happening, right?
Absolutely. And I really appreciate that. That's why I just want to be an example, and I want to inspire people. And also, the road is rocky for all of us. Mm-hmm. I love watching documentaries. The reason I love watching them because I can see people journey. And when you see all of these successful people, actually, the last documentary I watched was with Elon Musk. Mm-hmm. And they said at a point in time, he had to spend all of his money and he was on his last leg, but he achieved his goal. If you look at Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, all of the individuals that are successful, they all had journeys of hardship during their success or journey towards success. Mm-hmm. And so for the people that's listening and watching, you can do it. Mm-hmm. Just continue to strive towards it. It's going to be hardships, but the other side will be beautiful. Mm. The other side will be beautiful. The
other side will be beautiful. So I have a little card game okay. that I've been playing with people. Are you game?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So in the center of the table, we went to visit a restaurant during vacation. Okay. And it's called Food for Thought.
Okay.
So these are quotes. These are questions just about, you know, philosophy, life, generalizations, kids sometimes. But would you draw the card on the top and Absolutely. Read it? And then just give us your thoughts.
What is the difference between a person of success and a person of value?
Ooh. Wow. I love this one.
So this is by Albert Einstein. He says, try not to become a person of success, but rather a person of value. Wow, that's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I guess my first question would be, what is someone's definition of success?
Mm-hmm.
What is the difference between a person of success and a person of value? I would say it goes back to, I think, why you're doing it. I went to Ball State to do an event, which is called Let's Talk About Life, me and my friend. When we went there, one person showed up. We traveled an hour to go. And I feel what me and him spoke about down there gave that one person value. Mm. And I think maybe what he means by this is someone consider it being a successful event if it was a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Instead, I was focused on the impact and the value that I can make on that one individual.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
What's your thoughts?
No, I think the same. I always think, why does somebody do something?
Yes.
Like, what's your motivation behind it? And if it is to check a list, if it's to get a degree, if it's to have a credential, right? A lot of people through COVID were like, oh, I got to get a certification and all these things to be valuable.
Right.
Instead of, gosh, maybe if you do one thing and do it well and follow your heart, then you can bring value. Right. If you know you have value. John Maxwell always said, like, let's know that we have value so that we can add value to people.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I think that's kind of where it starts.
Yes.
And then success, you know, success is kind of a factor of the things that you do. And I talk about this all the time because John Maxwell has really made me think about significance.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I want to end with you. Like, what do you think your significance will be in the world at 26 years old? What's your mindset on? Is it do you know yet in the next 10, 15, 20 years? What do you want Demond Hicks in your life and your legacy to be?
That's a good one. I think I get asked that a lot, so I think I already have my answer. My answer is I think I've already inspired who I truly wanted to inspire, and that was my children. And I feel on top of that, I've inspired a lot of individuals in general, just off of my actions. So I have a friend, I always tell him, I'm not a motivational speaker. I feel like I'm a motivational action taker because I take action on my goals, mm-hmm. which inspires other individuals to take action on their goals.
Watch out.
And so I think right now I would just want people to just be inspired and believe in themselves by just looking at me going through my trials and errors. So I show a lot of people on my social media a lot of my losses as well as my wins. So yeah.
Okay, Demond, how can we follow you? How can people reach out to you? I know you've got Instagram and Facebook.
Yes.
You've got some pretty cool things that we've been showing here with Absolutely. Your book signings.
Absolutely.
And it's awesome to kind of follow you and watch you. And we're really excited to continue to celebrate
you. Thank you so much. Well, first of all, thank you for having me on. This was a beautiful experience. You've been very nice, very kind. Thank you. Congratulations to everything that you have going on.
Thanks.
If you're coming from watching me, support everything she has going on. Okay, so my name is Demond Hicks. I'm a young father, author, entrepreneur, author of the book Keys to Elevate, and author of the book The Mindset Shift, a powerful collection of 100 affirmations. You can get either one of my books on Amazon. Type up The Mindset Shift on Amazon. It will come up. Type up Keys to Elevate and then Demond Hicks, and it will pop up. Or you can get it at my website at DemondHicks.com. You can find me on Instagram at _IamDemond, or you can find me on Facebook at Demond Hicks. And thank you for having me.
This is awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Come back.
Absolutely.
Will you come back? All
Absolutely.
Right. I want to maybe bring your kids.
Oh, yeah. You will love it. Then they can say the affirmations. So that's the reason I can't remember.
I may see you at an event soon, so
Absolutely.
You never know. You
Absolutely.
Never know.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right, wasn't that awesome? I hope that you actually got in your journals, and if you need to go back, I mean, this has been a great show. So thank you for tuning into this episode of Everyday Business Leaders. I know you were inspired, and I hope you were inspired to think and grow differently today about maybe your business or how to be involved in your community in a bigger way. Remember, the journey of growth and innovation never ends, and it's our mission to keep bringing you the best insights from our local community. So stay tuned for more episodes filled with wisdom, innovation, and inspiration. This is Melanie Ake signing off from JP the Geek Studio, where they say better IT service is just a call away. They say own it, secure it, and protect it. Until next time, don't forget, subscribe to our channel and turn those notifications on so you never miss an episode. Everyday Leaders helps you to develop strategies to become a better leader in your life. It's not what you do in a day, it's what you do every day that makes the most impact. Thanks for following us.